Hello, and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita. Gene will not be with us today.
And I'm Ron.
Today's episode is a little different. We're taking a deep dive into a topic that keeps popping up in the news, in health articles, in conversations with listeners. We might not understand it, and we'd like to try to cover the basics. Stem cells. What are they? Why are they important? And why does modern medicine talk about them like they're in the future? We'll break it all down in plain language and help you understand what is real, what is possible, and what is still science fiction.
All right, let's start simple. What are stem cells? Think of stem cells as the body's original building block cells. They're the master builders. Unlike regular cells like skin cells or liver cells, stem cells can become many different types of cells.
Right. They have two superpowers. One, they can make more of themselves, like replicate themselves. Mm-hmm. And two, they can turn into other types of cells. And that's what makes them so valuable. So they're like the body's repair crew. They renew, they rebuild, and they maintain tissues.
Cool. So most cells retire after a certain point. Stem cells do not. They keep working behind the scenes your entire life.
I didn't know that.
Now you do.
Now this part confuses a lot of people. There isn't just one kind of stem cell, right?
That's exactly right, Lita. We actually have several types. Let's start by breaking them down without getting too technical. First is the embryonic stem cells. And these come from very early embryos and are the most flexible. They can become any cell type, but they're mostly used in research because they come with a lot of ethical and regulatory considerations.
And then we have adult stem cells, which are in all of us right now. They live in places like the bone marrow, the blood, the skin, and even in fat tissues. These are the ones that are used in many real-world treatments, like bone marrow transplants.
Good to know. And then there's a really exciting category called induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs. Scientists will take a normal adult cell, like a skin cell, and reprogram that cell back into a stem cell state. Think of it as rewinding the clock. How's that?
Yeah, I love that idea. Like turning back the time for a cell. And then finally we have perinatal stem cells from umbilical cord blood and the placenta. These are often stored in cord blood banks for future possible use.
Awesome. So let's talk about what stem cells actually do in your body. They're not just sitting around. They're always working.
Right. Your skin replaces itself every few weeks. Your gut lining replaces itself every few days. Your blood cells are replaced constantly. Stem cells are behind all of that maintenance, and when you get injured, they jump into action. They send out chemical messages, and the messages say, "We need help here," and they coordinate the repair process, sort of like a construction foreman.
And even when you're not hurt, they're making tiny repairs all the time. As we age, our stem cells slow down, which is part of why healing can take longer.
Okay, so let's get to the exciting stuff. Why the medical community is so interested in stem cells.
Well, they are so interested in stem cells because they open the door for regenerative medicine. That is medicine which is focused on actually repairing tissues instead of just treating the symptoms.
Okay.
Like treating disease once thought impossible to fix.
Oh, got it. So stem cells have already changed lives through bone marrow transplants, mm-hmm. but research is looking at so much more, like Parkinson's treatment, diabetes, heart failure, spinal cord injuries. And we're not there yet, but for many of those treatments, but early results are promising.
Imagine rebuilding cartilage in a knee or repairing heart tissue after a heart attack.
Wait a minute. Hold that thought. They just did that. They just did that with stem cells. It was in the news like a week ago. I will look for that article and I will post it with this episode.
Repairing
heart tissue after a heart attack. Yep.
Okay. Stem cells, that's good to know. Stem cells have the potential to replace damaged cells with healthy ones.
Well, that's the dream anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of managing chronic diseases, we might actually reverse some of the damage. And this is a big one. Stem cells release chemicals that reduce inflammation. And inflammation is huge for conditions like arthritis, Crohn's disease, and autoimmune disorders. So the stem cell releasing the chemicals that reduces the inflammation in turn does a lot to combat a lot of these chronic diseases.
Right. Sometimes it's not about replacing cells, but about quieting the inflammatory storm so that healing can occur.
Yep.
Because sometimes stem cells come from your own body. Treatments can be personalized, which lowers rejection risk and helps the body heal itself.
Yeah, that's a big leap forward compared to one-size-fits-all medicine. We're just pinpointing it to a person by using a person's own cells.
That is correct. scientists can grow tiny organ models. They're called organoids from the stem cells. And that lets them test drugs in ways that are far more accurate than on animals.
And I hate animal testing anyway.
Right. And it also speeds up breakthroughs and helps research predict how a real human body might respond.
We should also be honest about the limitations. Stem cells are not a miracle cure, not yet anyway.
Right. That's exactly right. A lot of clinics online advertise treatments that are not FDA approved. Some like to exaggerate results or offer therapies that haven't been proven safe, and that's a big concern.
Right. It bothers me that people can get away with that, but it's a free country. And
so far.
Snake oil salesmen are out there.
Exactly. So anyone that's interested in stem cell treatment, they need to work with legitimate medical centers, not overseas clinics promising the moon.
So let's end on what the future might look like.
What future?
Stem cells might someday help us regrow organs. They might help repair spinal injuries. They might treat blindness. And they might slow some aspects of aging.
Right. And you know what? The medicine is getting better and better. Every year, we keep getting a little bit closer. This is one of the most exciting fields in medicine right now because it's not just treating the disease, it's rebuilding health.
Right, like with little building blocks, right. Like we talked about. It's not science fiction anymore, it's science in progress.
That's exactly right. But remember, though, stem cells are not magic, but they are one of the most promising tools we have for the future of medicine.
Thank you all for joining us for this primer on stem cells. We are going to touch more about this topic later in the year. We hope we made a complicated topic feel a little bit more approachable.
And a little less intimidating.
Yeah. I mean, because who would have known that stem cells are like building blocks? Now we know. This podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week.